Officials in Hawaii are launching a campaign to help residents plan for a possible nuclear attack from North Korea. It comes weeks after North Korea successfully test-fired an intercontinental missile that could potentially reach the Aloha State. Here's Carter Evans.
North Korean missile launches are now much more than just scary images for the nearly 1.5 million people who live in the Hawaiian Islands.
Based on what you've seen, can a North Korean missile hit Hawaii?
Yeah, I think there's no question about that.
Jeffrey Lewis is a nuclear policy expert at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies.
It's frightening, and so we need to take it seriously, but we also need to be calm, and we need to be measured, and we need to know that there are things that we can do.
First, you duck, and then you cover.
Hawaii will not dust off these 1950s-era civil defense drills. What they are doing is warning residents that if a missile is launched, prepare not just for the initial strike, but also the fallout. That could mean sheltering in place for up to 2 weeks.
Even though the threat is small, we can't ignore it.
Vern Miyagi is with Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency, and he says there's a difficult balance between warning the public and scaring off tourists.
When I see stuff like Hawaii prepares for nuclear attack, that's way overboard. We're not preparing for a nuclear attack. This is just a hazard, like tsunamis, like hurricanes.
Natural disasters, though, can't be prevented. Nuclear attacks can.
A nuclear war is just such a horrible outcome that every moment you spend preparing for it is probably better spent trying to prevent it from ever happening.
Hawaii's Tourism Authority is also taking the threat very seriously, the threat to the state's bottom line. This is the height of the busy summer travel season, and they're saying the risk is not big enough to cancel any trips. Rena?